Australians with a disability are excelling personally and professionally, facing more challenges for accessibility and opportunities. Disability Affairs reporter from the ABC, Naz Campanella, was fascinated by journalism from an early age, showing her passion for radio. She says she would like to see more job accessibility strategies for Australians with a disability. Powered Media's reporter Emma Myers started asking Naz Campanella how she recalls her love for journalism in her younger years.
I was always fairly curious as a kid. I loved to read. I loved radio. It was mostly radio that I was particularly interested in, but that kind of, you know, few and far between get into kind of that career. So I knew I needed sort of something else. And I think I've got a natural kind of curiosity and skepticism about people and places in the world. And so was quite interested in journalism from that perspective.
And did you encounter any challenges studying journalism?
I didn't really come across many challenges with studying in particular. I mean, the university was quite good at adapting classes and texts and making them into modified sort of documents for me. So that side of it itself was fine. And I found that generally the tut leaders and lecturers were very accommodating and understanding. I think when I started to sort of look at the job market, that became very evident that it was going to be more challenging than I thought.
And I know you've spoken about this at length, but I have to ask, how did you go about trying to find a job?
Just the general way of applying like anyone else would, but I particularly chose not to disclose my disability because in my opinion I'd done the degree and I had kind of 4 or 5 years of unpaid internships and a lot to show for the experience I had, so I didn't think I needed to because it certainly didn't reflect whether I could do the job or not. But I found that when I then went for interviews, and I generally did get interviews, it was then that people would realise that I had a disability, and I guess their interest sort of changed very quickly. They would either become quite hostile or it was just very clear within the interviews that I wasn't going to get the job. So it took quite a while to get one, a lot of kind of tears and feeling elements of hopeful and then not so hopeful. But eventually, thankfully, I got the cadetship at the ABC.
What more can the employment industry do to make job accessibility improve job accessibility?
Oh, tons. I think firstly, it needs to start with the actual job application process. I think firstly, employers need to signal that they are open to employing a wide variety of people by simply stating that on their job applications. I think employers need to make sure that the websites they are using are actually accessible to a range of people with disabilities. I think we need to focus on different ways to provide opportunity for people to put in their applications. Is it an application that needs to be written? Is it something that can be done via video? Is there another way? I think we need to shake up the way we do interviews as well. Is it come and actually work in the space for a week and then we'll see whether you're a prospective candidate? Is it a traditional interview? Is it, you know, there are a myriad of ways that we can make the actual hiring process accessible. I think we also need employers to fix their internal structures before we even consider employing people with disability. There's no point having someone who works with disability within your organisation if they can't actually get in the door, if they can't actually apply for annual leave because your systems that you use are not accessible, if they can't read their payslips, for example, because those are not accessible, and if you don't have the work culture to support a diverse range of people.
You've obviously been in journalism a long time. Did you have a certain mentor or person that you looked up to help you with this sort of stuff?
I didn't really have one person. I had lots of sort of family and friends that I lent on when times got a bit tough in looking for work. But more or less I lent on, for example, some uni lecturers, did quite a lot of internships and made some good friends and contacts there, but there was no one person that sort of gave me direction. I think it's really important to have lots of people around you, because that's how you can kind of get a wealth of experience and knowledge behind you to kind of keep in your back pocket.
ABC's Naz Campanella speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.